The Buck Sexton Show.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Team, we know President Obama has told us that we shouldn't worry, that they're on this, they've got this, everything is going to be fine. Well, my next guest, who's a first-timer here on the Buck Sexton Show, says that President Obama needs to come clean on ISIS before it's too late. I want to ask her what she means and what we can do about all this. We have Adriana Cohen, who joins us from the Boston Herald now. She's also a radio host. Adriana, thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much. Good to be with you, Buck.
So please tell me about this calm. You're saying President Obama is essentially on the clock here and he's running out of time to tell the truth about ISIS or to take ISIS seriously. What are your criticisms here of the approach? I know we don't have all day, but what are your criticisms of the president's policies?
Exactly. I mean, where do we begin? I mean, he said back in 2012 that Al-Qaeda was on the run. Then our consulate, our diplomatic outpost in Benghazi got hit. Four Americans were killed. So he was wrong there. Then flash forward to this year, he called ISIS a JV team. We know that certainly isn't true. ISIS is certainly on the march. They've established a caliphate, and now their tentacles are reaching all over the world. And then he recently said, you know, the day of the Paris attacks last Friday, he said ISIS was contained to Iraq and Syria, and clearly that isn't true. And so who could believe anything he says at this point? He's just been wrong so many times. And let's not forget that this is the same president who promised the American people over 37 times in different speeches, if you like your health care plan and your doctor, you can keep it.
I know you point out here in your piece for the Boston Herald that you've got, what, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Secretary of State John Kerry, and National Security right. Advisor Ben Rhodes as the incompetence on his national security team. This is quoting Lindsey Graham. But do you think that at this point, still President Obama's senior national security advisors, that those who are around him who can advise him on these issues, do you think even they're telling him it's a good job, or is it starting to get a little, there's a little heat in that White House now? What do you think?
I definitely think there's heat in the White House right now because basically the public has caught on to the truth. I mean, President Obama's rhetoric and his political narrative that, you know, Islam is the religion of peace and that, yeah, we don't have to worry about ISIS. Don't worry about that. It's just not true. I mean, right now you have Brussels that's in a state of emergency. They're in lockdown. Paris is in a state of emergency. And now Tunisia, just today, ISIS claimed responsibility for blowing up a bus. And now Tunisia's in a state of emergency. And so his rhetoric and his promises just don't add up to reality. And I'm sure that his inner security advisors are very frustrated because I'm sure there are some good people in his administration who have been warning President Obama and his inner circle for years now, hey, the ISIS threat is really escalating. We need to pay attention to it. We need to pay attention to Boko Haram, who alone has displaced over 2 million Nigerians and committed, you know, horrendous atrocities similar to ISIS. And so President Obama has been warned, but as you know, Buck, there's been a report out now that says that it's possible that the intelligence reports could have been scrubbed to downplay the threat, which is very troubling.
Oh, I'm almost certain that they were. There's evidence from within the intel community, which I used to be a part of, and so I know how
right.
these processes work, that there were reports that should have been read and that that the president should have paid attention to. And I think that very quickly there was what we would call pushback against those in the community.
Right.
People say, look, you don't want to be bringing this down to the White House. Let's take a different tone, a different analytic tone on all this. But the question I'd pose to you is, what do you think the president does now? Let's go with what should he do now instead of what he will do, because I think what he will do is nothing. But what
right.
should he do now, given the realities of ISIS staring the entire world in the face?
I think what he needs to do first and foremost is, I think, you know, if our president were advising him, I would say, you know, you need to increase surveillance of ISIS, especially on social media. You know, I think it's pretty pathetic that we need this hack of a site, Anonymous, to be shutting down thousands of ISIS propaganda sites on these social media networks like like Twitter and Facebook. I mean, this really should be the job of our people, but they're overwhelmed. And so, you know, our intelligence officials, whether it's FBI, CIA, et cetera, they're overwhelmed with the vast number of these sites on social media. That making matters worse, they were saying now they can't even keep up with the non-encrypted communications of ISIS and related terror groups. So now making matters even more troubling is that a lot of their communication is now going dark, you know, encrypted or in the dark web. So they're having trouble keeping up with the amazing amounts of activity that's going on with ISIS. And so they need more support. So I think the president should, first and foremost, he should give the FBI and all our intelligence agencies whatever tools they need to fight this on the internet, number one, whether it's hiring more people or doing whatever is needed there. And then, of course, he needs to, bump up his game in terms of the fight against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. I mean, I thought it was pretty embarrassing, Buck, when you need France to come in and strike Raqqa, ISIS's headquarters, when the United States has been doing airstrikes for over a year and a half now. Why didn't the United States take out their headquarters? Why haven't we taken out their oil transportation? Why haven't we crippled their financial pipeline? I mean, it's been reported that ISIS has over, $2 billion. Well, that can't be stuffed in a mattress. That's going to be in banks somewhere around the world. Why isn't our intelligence agencies, seizing that money and crippling it? So there's so much more that can be done. And unfortunately, I don't think we have a commander in chief who's actually going to execute it. Because as you know, Buck, he's more interested in fighting climate change.
Oh, yes. And we'll see all of that on full display at the Paris talks coming up. Adriana Cohen, she is a radio host and also a columnist at the Boston Herald. Thank you for joining us for the first time here on the Buck Sexton Show. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.